The Trump administration is canceling $400 million in grants and contracts to Columbia University, alleging harassment of Jewish students on campus. This is the first round of cuts, and additional cancellations are expected to follow. A news release from the U.S. Department of Education states. The Trump administration says Columbia University has continued with its inaction of anti-Semitic harassment against Jewish students on campus. Prior to the White House's announcement, Columbia University had reportedly established a new disciplinary committee to investigate critics of Israel who attend the school. In the spring of 2024, pro-Palestinian protests and encampments took shape on college campuses, including at Columbia, UCLA, Harvard, and others, over the Israel-Hamas war. Jewish students said the protesters harassed, threatened, and prevented them from getting to class on campus, causing them to fear for their safety. On April 30th, nearly 100 people were arrested on Columbia's campus after protesters took over an academic building and barricaded themselves inside. Shortly after Trump took office, he signed an executive order prompting the formation of a multi-agency task force to investigate anti-Semitism in schools and on college campuses. Earlier this week, Columbia confirmed four students partaking in a pro-Palestinian protest were arrested and suspended after a demonstration and fake bomb threat was called into Columbia's Barnard College in New York City on Tuesday. Barnard is a women's college that is part of Columbia's university system. In response to the funding cuts, Columbia University's interim president said the cancellation of funds will, quote, immediately impact research and other critical functions of the university, adding that Columbia is, quote, committed to working with the federal government to address their legitimate concerns.